In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There is no peace for the wicked. Thus says the one who is high and lifted up, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. There is no peace for the wicked. But who are the wicked? They are those who are confident in themselves, those who are like the tossing sea that cannot keep quiet and tosses upon the shore mire and dirt by its waters. The wicked are those who revel in their sins and toss them about upon the shores of all those with whom they come in contact. The wicked are those who see no need to be contrite and lowly. They see no need to repent, for they are satisfied with themselves. Ultimately, the wicked are those who refuse the help, the rescue, the salvation provided by God, for they do not think they need it. And thus, we can boil it down even further and say that the wicked are those who refuse Jesus Christ as Savior, for He is the help, the rescue, the salvation sent by God. But to those who are contrite, that is, sorry for their sins, and lowly in spirit, the one who is high and lifted up, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, delights to heal and restore them, and even to make His dwelling place in them. These are those who realize their wickedness, know what they deserve because of it, and turn to the Lord for help. These are those who know that they cannot save themselves and need God to intervene on their behalf. These are those who are filled with the Holy Spirit, who leads them to repentance and points them to the salvation they need in the perfect life and sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. And that the prophet Isaiah is prophesying about the salvation which comes only through Jesus Christ alone in this passage is confirmed by Saint Peter, who preaches to the Gentiles in Cornelius' house this: to him, Jesus, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. And this is further confirmed by our Lord Himself, who in the Holy Gospel for this evening points to Himself as the only door through which sinners may enter into the salvation won by Him. There is no other way. There is no peace for anyone who tries to enter into salvation through any other door but Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. So where does that leave us? Well, it leaves us, as always, dependent upon Jesus. The good news of Pentecost is that even we Gentiles can depend on Jesus, for He lived, died, rose again, and ascended, not only for the Jews, but for all people, regardless of race or nationality, regardless of anything in them. And we depend upon Jesus when we are contrite and lowly in spirit, recognizing how unworthy we are to receive the grace and mercy which come only through Him. We are contrite and lowly in spirit and depend on Jesus when we realize how helpless we are to enter into salvation through any doors of our own devising, any works that we can muster, but that we must enter only through Jesus and the work He has done in our place, for He alone is the door to salvation. And here, in this holy house of prayer, where the one who is high and lifted up, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, deigns to dwell in your midst, that door stands open to you. For here you come contrite and lowly in spirit, confessing your sins and pleading for the Lord's mercy and grace, and the door Himself, who is also your shepherd, speaks His holy word of absolution to you and comforts and heals you. There is no peace for the wicked, but there is peace for you who realize your wickedness, are sorry for it, and cling to the Prince of Peace alone, who has taken your wickedness away with his precious atoning blood. What then is to prevent you who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection from entering through the opened door and feasting on the heavenly meal of Christ's very body and blood for the forgiveness of all your sins and strengthening of your faith? We read in the intro that the Lord would feed you with the finest of the wheat and with honey from the rock he would satisfy you. Finest of the wheat. Can there be any finer wheat than the very body of your Lord Jesus, who is the rock from which you partake and are satisfied? For you are Jesus' little lamb. He guides you here to his holy altar to provide for you and feed you and fill you with the peace which passes all understanding, that is, with himself. Come then, and receive the ongoing Pentecostal miracle of Jesus delivered into you upon bread and wine, and depart in steadfast confidence that you have already entered into salvation through the only door available that provides you with the peace which the wicked lack. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.